playing at the Stables Theatre from the 16th to the 27th of March as part of Griffith Theatre Company's 2021 programme is Jally. And Jally is written by prominent comedian and actor Oliver Twist. And it's a vibrant and emotional journey that, you know, patiently proves that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And it uses personal anecdotes, drama and humour as an anecdote to trauma. And this one person show is as delicately told as it is captivating. And it really taps into feelings of isolation and hopelessness to transform them into a story with sincerity, resilience and hope. And so joining us today to talk more about the show and the inspiration behind it is writer and actor of the show, Oliver Twist. How are you going, Oliver?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, it's a lovely rainy day.
Happy to join you. Exactly. We're glad to have you. So let's dive right in and talk about this amazing show. Give us a bit of an overview of what the show is about.
So the show is about my life-ish. So I came to Australia in 2014 and shortly after I started performing and writing. And around then, I kind of wanted to tell my story, and I started writing it in 2017 and kind of like workshopping it. And now it's kind of developed into a beautiful story that's really funny about kind of like my lived experience as a refugee before I came to Australia. And it does include parts of my life that of lived experiences in Australia as well. So it's a bit of both.
Awesome. And I understand that this show is largely based on your own experiences as a refugee, as you were saying. What was the creative process like putting your experiences down on paper? And obviously it's definitely a feat to put up your own personal experiences out into the public.
It was a long, long process, but definitely not an easy one. And the parts that were hard, obviously I've been doing a lot of comedy, and I wanted, for the longest time, I didn't talk about my lived experiences, and so I didn't put the funny moments within it yet. It's a very big, important thing in comedy. You have to have a little bit of distance from them to feel like you've dealt with them and healed from them, I suppose. So it took a while to get to a place where I was comfortable putting them on paper and comfortable enough to share them with people on stage.
Definitely.
From then on it was kind of like getting the right people on the project to make sure that it's beautiful.
And a safe space as well for you to, you know, tell these experiences of your past and everything like that. That's completely understandable. Is there a particular feeling or message that you hope that Jally can bring to audiences, particularly, you know, as refugees are such a heated topic in Australia and possibly now more than ever with the over 40,000 Australians stranded overseas unable to come home due to COVID? What sort of feeling and message do you think people will take from Jally?
There's no really message or feeling. It's just to put people and
sorry, Oliver, I just missed what you were saying. Could you speak a little bit closer to your phone if that's okay?
Yes. I'm saying there isn't a said particular message or feeling I want people to walk away from the show with. There is definitely a sense of hopelessness that I want to explore within these experiences and the kind of like specificity of these experiences that most people usually, you know, don't see these people with these emotions up close. So I want to bring them as close as possible. And hopefully they can relate at the end of the show. Yeah.
For sure. And I think that for a lot of, you know, the topic of refugees and, you know, asylum seekers, oh my gosh, I can't speak properly, asylum seekers, excuse my French, I think that for a lot of the, you know, a lot of the topic of conversation about people having issues with refugees in Australia is because they don't understand the lived experiences of those people and what they're actually going through to be in a safer spot and to, you know, give their families more of a better chance at life. And I think that when you create and allow for art forms to be able to be seen by the masses and give some sort of story or face to the idea of refugees, would really give people that sort of clarity on what it actually is and what these people need and why they're doing this. Because no one would up and leave their own home country for no apparent reason just to come over and stay in Australia. You know, I think that what you're doing is like really amazing, and I really appreciate you talking to us. And I for one, am very keen to go see it. Are you excited for it? When's it start? It's on the 16th of March, isn't it?
Yeah, it's from the 16th of March and through the 27th.
Yeah.
Doing two shows on Saturdays, a matinee one and a night show.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think it's hopefully a very important show to put on stage. At the very least, like, the feeling I'm trying to get at is being out of your own control, like, mm-hmm. things happening to you that are out of your control. And if last year proved anything for all of us, it's kind of like,
yeah,
you know, the world can change like that in a second.
Definitely.
And how do you make sense of that? And this show deals with a lot of themes of clarity and, you know, getting to a place where you're comfortable to move on, I suppose.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Oliver. We've actually run out of time, but I'm really, really excited for this production of yours. And I thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER.
Thank you for having me.
Chook us with the show, by the way. Good luck.
Thanks.
See you later.
Bye.
That was Oliver Twist talking about his upcoming play, Jali, playing at the Stables Theatre from March 16th to the 27th. And you can go to the Griffith Theatre Company website to find more information about that and grab your tickets. It's going to be an amazing show. I, for one, and Aisha here is with me in the studio, and she's nodding along to the interview, and she really, really is excited for this production, as am I. I think we'll go out for a Thursday Drive team treat, you know. We'll go have that, check that out. Thank you so much to Oliver for coming on.